The animal rights group PETA, or the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, today wrote a letter to Friendship Trail Bridge Chair Frank Miller, in which the group says they'll pay for the restoration of the now closed-off bridge if officials agree to ban fishing off of it. The bridge that runs between Hillsborough and Pinellas counties and is located near the Gandy Bridge has been closed since right before Christmas of last year. The park has been used for years by runners, cyclists, inline skaters, fishermen, and those who just like to walk across the span. Recent cost estimates by local officials say repairing the bridge ranges between a minimum of $10 million and as high as $19.5 million. Lindsay Rice with PETA's campaign department.
Well, we sent a letter to the Friendship Trail Bridge Oversight Committee asking that they ban fishing from the bridge and that they make it instead into a sea kitten memorial bridge in remembrance of the millions of sea kittens, we would call them, who have been killed by fishermen over the years. And we have offered funds in exchange for that to help keep the bridge open. And the way we see it, accepting our proposal would be a win-win for all Floridians because it would help keep the bridge open, and it would also give sea kittens a place to live without any fear of being impaled by a sharp metal hook.
There have been several different proposals put out to keep the Friendship Trail Bridge alive. Essentially, the cheapest one, I believe, has come in at around $10 million. Would you be able to tell us how much that PETA would be able to offer if they agreed to rename the bridge and ban fishing from the bridge?
Well, we're waiting to hear back from the Trail Bridge Oversight Committee to learn how much they actually need to keep the bridge open, you know, depending on what route they want to take with that. I know they're looking at repairing the bridge, maybe making it into two piers, a couple of options on the table. And then we would want to find out what the gap in funding is between the amount that they have now and the amount that they need to fundraise.
Part of your proposal also is to ban fishing from the bridge, which we know has happened when the bridge has been open there. Basically, does PETA believe that fishing is an inappropriate activity to do?
Yeah, you know, I mean, fish feel pain just like all other animals. They suffer immensely when they're impaled through the mouth, when they're gutted while still fully conscious, or when they're slowly suffocated out of the water. And no one would consider doing to other animals what some people do so casually to fish, which is, you know, tricking them to impaling themselves through the mouth and pulling them into an environment where they can't breathe. So we really hope that by renaming the bridge, that would encourage people to choose fun and compassionate activities.